Your microphone is live now, said Afra, flicking a switch on the apparatus clipped to my bolt. And then he performed the same service for Fra Lodegear. Lodegear poured himself a mug of water, then took a draught, gazing at me over the rim of the mug, coolly curious to see what I was making of the news that my Lochter was probably the most eminent Prokian in the whole world. I have no idea what he saw.
The plenary begins, he said,
in a voice that had somehow gone an octave deeper and that was amplified all over the nave. The crowd began to quiet down, and he gave them a few more moments to suspend conversations and take seats. I could see nothing because of the lights. Fra Lodegear might have been the only other person on Arb.
My Lochter,
Fra Lodegear said, and then paused a moment for silence.
My Lochter is Erasmus, formerly of the Decenarian chapter of something called the Adharian Order, in a place that, unless I've been misinformed, styles itself as the Consent of Savant Edhar.
A titter ran through the nave at this ridiculously old-fashioned pronunciation. I think you have been misinformed, I began. But my microphone wasn't in the right position or something, so my voice did not get amplified. Meanwhile, Lodegear was talking right over me.
They say it's up in the mountains. Tell me, don't you get cold with nothing but that simple bolt between you and the elements?
No, we have shoes and—
Ah, for those of you who can't hear my Lochter, he is very proud to announce that the Adharians do have shoes.
Finally, I got the microphone aimed at my mouth. Yes, I said. Shoes and manners. This got an appreciative rumble out of the crowd. I'm still a member of the chapter and order you mentioned, and I may be addressed as Fra.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I've been looking into it and have uncovered a different story. That you went feral a day after the start of your peregrination and rattled around the world for a bit until you fetched up in this place called Orithena, where I gather they welcome just about anyone.
They were more hospitable than some places I could mention, I said. I thought about what Fra Lodegear had just said, looking for some way to break it down and plane him, but every word of it was factually correct, as he knew perfectly well. He was trying to bait me into quibbling over how he had phrased it. Then he'd crush me by quoting chapter and verse. He probably had the supporting documents right there in his hand. That day on Bly's Butte, Fra Jat had told me that when he got to Tredegar, he'd make it all okay, prevent me from getting in trouble. Had he failed? No. If he had failed, they would not have permitted me to celebrate Imbrace. So Jad must have succeeded at some level. Along the way, maybe he had made enemies, who are now my enemies. That is all correct, I said. Yet here I am. Fra Lodegear was off balance for a moment when he saw that his first gambit had failed, but, like a fencer, he had a riposte.
That is extraordinary for one who claims to know so much of manners. Thousands of avowed are in this magnificent nave. Every one of them comes straight to Tredegar when he or she was summoned. Only one person in this room chose to go feral and to switch his allegiance to a society, an organization that is not a part of the Mathic world, the Cult of Orithena. What in the world, or should I say, who in the world, induced you to make such a self-destructive choice?
Now something funny happened inside of my head. Fra Lodegear had hit me with a sneak attack. He was good at this kind of thing, and he had counters prepared for anything I might do to defend myself. My first reaction, naturally, had been to get flustered. But without knowing it, he had just committed a tactical mistake. By making so much of my unauthorized and self-destructive peregrination, he had flooded my mind with memories of Masht and the sneak attack I had endured there. Something so terrible that nothing Fra Lodegear could say to me could possibly be worse. His best efforts seemed kind of funny by comparison. Thinking of this made me calm, and in that calmness I noticed that Fra Lodegear had, with his last question, tipped his hand. He wanted me to blame it all on Fra Jad. Give up the Thousander, he was saying, and all will be forgiven.